It's time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. As I mentioned, we do it each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And it is brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Topic number one, well, it's the hottest topic in the golfing world this year. Tiger Woods' imminent return. When and where might it be? Well, this information could gleam some light on that topic. Mark O'Meara, one of Tiger Woods' best friends, said that he saw Tiger hitting golf balls on the Isleworth range recently, and he liked what he saw. Quote, "I'm not always right, but a lot of times I seem to be right about him, and he'll come back better than ever." He said, "You're going to see some pretty phenomenal things from Tiger Woods over the next 2 to 3 years." Woods began hitting full shots with short irons late December. He will build up strength in the pool, in the gym, and on the golf course. And we're expecting Tiger's return at some point, Pat, during the Florida swing, so he gets at least one tournament underneath his belt before the Masters. What do you expect from Tiger this year? How many major championships will Tiger win?
Okay, well, I'll get to that in a second. But as far as Mark O'Meara commenting on what he thinks about Tiger, he's not going to say, "I think Tiger sucks right now. He looks crappy to me," or anything like that. So you got to take that a little bit with a grain of salt, because
or else Elon and Tiger are going to cross off Mark.
Exactly.
Their Christmas card
list. He's not going to get crossed off the Christmas card list. So of course he's going to say something to the positive. Now take that away. Tiger probably is hitting the ball great, and he probably are going to see phenomenal things out of him for the next 3 years. But that's like saying, we're going to make butter out of cream or something. Of course, it's just going to happen. So Tiger has that kind of competency and ability that I'm sure, you know, whatever he's doing, it looks good. Now, how many majors, how many tournaments is he going to win? When's he going to start? All that kind of stuff. Here's my thought process on it. I'm obviously going to defer to a guy like Tim Rosenfort, who said he's looking like at Doral. I think that's probably realistic. With another baby on the way in February, I don't think Tiger's going to rush back, even if the knee feels really good, until that event has passed. I think he's going to want to be around for the birth of his child, and he's going to make sure that, you know, pretty much the month of February, I think, is going to be out. Here's the other thing with Tiger and coming back, Russ. Tiger doesn't come back to, you know, get a round under his belt or anything like that. Tiger comes back to win.
Absolutely.
He is not going to enter a tournament to finish in the middle of the pack to just say, "Well, I wanted to get, you know, my feet under me and blah, blah, blah." He is going to come back, whatever tournament it is, to win it. And I think he's going to be smart about that, in that it'll probably be, you know, in March sometime. So that's why I do think Doral, when he does come back.
Okay, I think, in my opinion, Tiger Woods this year is going to play 14 PGA Tour events. Now, you say only 14. You got to play 15 to keep your tour card. Well, he's only going to play 14 PGA Tour events, and in the end, it's not going to be a problem, and I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, I think he's going to return at the Arnold Palmer. He's defending champion at the Arnold Palmer. He's not defending champion at Doral. Jeff Ogilvy won Doral last year to snap Tiger's 3-tournament winning streak. I have a feeling he stays home for an extra few weeks in early March to be with baby number two and his wife. I think he returns at the Arnold Palmer. Tournament number two is the Masters. I think he wins the Masters. It's been since 2005 that Tiger won the Masters, so we're going on 4 years now. Tiger has never had as long of a drought between Masters victories. That's the longest, 4 years. He won in 97. He won again in 2001. He won back-to-back years, 02 again, and then he won 3 years later in 05. So his four Masters victories, 4 years between them, is the longest drought he's ever had. Tournament number three, Wachovia Championship. Tournament number four, Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass. His fifth tournament of the year will be the Memorial Tournament, hosted by Jack. I also think he tees it up at the U.S. Open, obviously, tournament number six. I think he wins the U.S. Open as well. It's returning to Bethpage. He won at Bethpage 7 years ago when the U.S. Open first made its way to a municipal course at Bethpage in 2002. Since then, of course, they played it at Torrey Pines as well, which is another muni. Tournament number seven, his own tournament, the AT&T National in Washington, D.C. Eighth tournament of the year for Tiger, the British Open. Don't think he wins that. I kind of like Tim Rosenfort's take that Padraig Harrington is the best links player in the world, and we could see Paddy go back-to-back-to-back in 09 at the British. Ninth tournament of the year, the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. 10th tournament of the year for Tiger, the PGA Championship. And then the four FedEx Cup playoff events. The Barclays, the Deutsche Bank, the BMW, and the Tour Championship. Those will be tournaments 11 through 14 for Tiger. Only 14 events. You need 15 to keep your tour card. Well, the President's Cup is this year in San Francisco in Harding Park, and the President's Cup, which is a product of the PGA Tour, counts towards his count. So that will be the 15th quote-unquote PGA Tour event, the President's Cup in October in San Francisco at Harding Park. Those are Tiger's 15 tournaments this year. He keeps his tour card, and he wins two majors.
So you're saying he's not playing in the Texas Valero Open this year. All right, very interesting. Obviously, I didn't break it out like that, Russ, but I think you've done a good job there. I agree with you on pretty much all that. As far as majors, it's very tough to predict, you know, what he's going to win. I think I like Beth Page the best. I agree with you that he's been there. He seems to play well on major courses that he's played previously and done well. So I'll give you that one. Masters, I don't know. British, I would certainly not lock him out of that, especially if he's won the first two. He then elevates his game to a different level at that point if the Grand Slam's in view. And then the PGA at Hazeltine, again, he's played well there before. He didn't win, you know, when that was there in like 99
Rich
or whatever.
He was runner-up to Rich Beam.
Right,
last time
so I wouldn't cross him out. The only thing I would disagree with you on, I don't know if he plays all the FedEx Cup. I just don't think Tiger cares about it.
That's
I
a
really
good point.
Don't.
I tell you what, that's a great point. I actually had him playing all four FedEx Cup playoff events because I had to get to 14, and I didn't have him playing at Doral because I've been saying all along that he'll return at Arnold Palmer. So because I didn't have him playing Doral, I had to go all four FedEx Cup playoffs to get to 14. So there's a little
that's
asterisk.
The only one I
asterisk next to that one.
Because he's already won it, I think he doesn't care about it anymore. But we'll see. But I agree with you. He probably limits the schedule to 14 or 15 events. All right, number two, to you, Russ, another good player who is coming up and coming this year, Anthony Kim. Got on the winning circuit last year, won a couple times. Made a comment recently at an event saying that he didn't know that Tiger had that Tiger had 14 majors. He thought he only had eight. And his comment was, I'm not a huge golf fan, so I don't know all the stats. I really thought he had won about eight majors, and he told me he won 14. I didn't know that. My question to you, Russ, is after, you know, we had Donovan McNabb make the comment that he didn't know a game can end in a tie in the NFL during the regular season, and now you have Anthony Kim saying he's not even close to how many majors Tiger has. Are most athletes this clueless in terms of, you know, the rules of their sport, you know, guys that are leading in major categories in their sport and those types of things?
Absolutely, Pat. I think the answer is yes. And not only did Anthony Kim say he didn't know how many majors Tiger has, and of course, everyone knows Tiger has 14. Anthony Kim thought the number was eight. He also said he wasn't even a golf fan. And for you and me to hear the world's eighth-ranked player to say he's not even a golf fan, it's like mind-blowing. It's like, how can these guys be this good at something and not even be a real technically quote-unquote fan of the sport? But it happens, and it happens often. I mean, there are so many guys that play professional sports that do it because, A, they're good at it, and they've always been good at it, and, B, it's a great revenue source. I mean, they make a lot of money. So for a lot of guys, and I don't know that I'd say Anthony Kim is only a golfer because of the money. I think he loves the competition, and I think that golf is the one sport that he was the best at. So, you know, if he loves the competition, if he loves to win, he's going to gravitate to the sport that he performs the best in. But he's still not a golf fan, which means he doesn't watch it on his off weeks. He doesn't dream about it during his sleep. He's not thinking about his swing 24/7. And he probably didn't grow up when he was a young kid as a fan of the players that were playing at that time. You know, he was probably, because I know he's a big basketball fan, he was probably more of a hoops fan. He probably watched Michael Jordan more than he did Tiger Woods or Ernie Els or Phil Mickelson. So for us, though, you know, because we're huge sports fans and this is what we do for a living, we talk about it. It seems crazy to think that the guys that are the best at what they do, the players that are the best at golf or the best at basketball, the best at football, baseball, for the most part, they're not fans. They do it because they're good at it, and it's a great way to make a living.
I agree with you, Russ, on that. I completely agree. I think most of these guys are – in fact, the guys that play these sports are probably sick of them, so they don't want to watch them in their downtime. But I will say this. To be truly a great player like Tiger Woods, I think you have to know ultimately what your goals are going to be. You can't set out and say, I'm going to win 20 majors, but you can say – here's what I need to do to win 20 majors or put myself in that position. And therefore, you need to know how many majors you want to try to, you know, you're trying to accomplish to get to that point. You know, Tiger set out the goals. He's always said that. He's had Jack Nicklaus's goals, you know, taped to his wall, you know, when he was younger. So he had that goal.
And Tiger, of course, is an exception to this rule that we're talking about. He is a fan of the game.
But I think, you know, because of who he is and what he's going to accomplish, that gives you a boilerplate for how to accomplish what Tiger's going to accomplish or try to get to where Tiger is. So if Anthony Kim is going to be a truly, truly great player, I think he needs to know, you know, who he's competing against in terms of majors or whatever. Now, if he would have said, hey, I thought Tiger had 12 majors or something, that's understandable. But to be that far off, you know, I don't know ultimately what Kim's, you know, goals are. I'm sure he's going to try his best and all that kind of stuff. But if you don't know who you're chasing or what that number is, I don't know if you can readily focus on that and really try to, you know, get your blinders on it and be able to, you know, to accomplish that. So, hey, he could do it. I'm not saying he couldn't, but, you know, the guys that I guarantee you, Tiger probably doesn't watch a ton of golf, but he probably watches a lot of Sundays because in tournaments he's not playing, because he wants to see how those leaders or how the people playing, you know, finish those events. Because, you know, if a guy chokes or, you know, misses a bunch of putts or whatever, then Tiger might file that in the back of his head and say, you know what, I know what this guy tends to do in crunch situations as he, you know, as we get down, so I know what I need to do to be able to beat him. And if you're not doing that, I think it's just shortchanging yourself in terms of, you know, having that knowledge of what other players do and then not being able to take advantage of that. So there's an argument I can definitely see with guys that want to get away from it and don't want to see any more of it, whether it be football or, you know, you hear about football players all the time. I'm not watching any of the playoffs or anything like that as they get ready to play if they have an off week. But in golf, I think it does help you if you're able to assess other people's games and tournaments you're not playing, number one, in case you have to play them down the road. And then number two, if you are, you know, striving to be the best or whatever your goals are, it's probably important to know what you're trying to beat to be able to focus on that. So I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, but if you're ultimately going to be a really, really top-notch player, I think you need to know what the milestones are to accomplish that. Good timing.